Welcome, my loves. It's Knowledge Butterfly, aka your holistic energy alchemist, aka your soul sister. And I'm back with episode number 2. Today I want to get into what we like to call generational curses. What really is a generational curse? We say these words, but do we understand? Do we understand the meaning or the root of that word? So we know that the word generational has gene in it, G-E-N-E, right? And your genes is your DNA, it's your genetic code, which I'm going to talk a little bit about your genetic code and what makes up a genetic code. So we've been taught that, well, really we haven't been taught that much on DNA. We're just going to keep it real, because in school, you know, you learn, you go to school and you learn different sciences. You learn, you know, biology, which is dealing with the anatomy of the body, and also biology deals with, excuse me, I had a insect crawl on me, but it deals with the earth as well. And because we know that all of the animals have a biological makeup as well, including the trees and everything. However, nobody really talks about DNA in a really detailed explanation, the type of understanding where you can relate it to self. Because that's when you really start to understand. Whenever you can relate it back to self, you can get the deeper meaning behind everything. So first off, DNA is deoxyribonucleic acid. Deoxyribonucleic acid. And that's what it stands for. However, on a spiritual level, when I'm talking about DNA, I am talking about not just your two-strand DNA, which braids up, which is a braid pattern, that in the inside of that braid is code, information, data. And that data comes from both of your parents' side. The braiding is the braiding of the mother's side and the father's side to create and make up everything about you, from the way you look, to your personality, to your gifts and talents, to your challenges, to traumatic experiences, traumatic events, including from inception through you incubating in your mother's womb, through the delivery, through the first 7 years of your life, which also has a really powerful and major impact on your DNA, to the next 7 years of your life, which is dealing with you going into dealing with people outside of your family, because the first 7 years is mainly dictated by your family. The next 7 years, you start to get other outside influences because you're in school. And then from 14 to 21 is a pivotal moment, because you're actually getting into what we call adulthood in this modern age, which is really not getting into adulthood. That's still childhood up to, in dealing with 21. I'm just going to be honest. So up to 21, when they say that you're legal, you can legally drink. At 18, you can go off to war. 18, you graduate high school, go to college, those years. And then 21 to 28, where you're actually getting into supposedly your career, what you're meant to be doing. So you have the pressure on yourself to be figuring out what you're supposed to be in this life. I'm done with school. I'm no longer a child. I have to put childish things aside, and now I'm an adult, so I have to figure this shit out. I have to figure who I am out, even though I've never been taught who I am, right? Or not taught who I am. I've never been taught how to discover who I am. I've never been taught how to, or even taught to pay attention to any aspect of my life and study myself. I've only been told to study everything outside of myself, right? So that is the makeup that we give our children. And I can continue to go on, but I'm going to stop at 28 just because I want to get into something else, which is the actual DNA itself, right? So you, like I said, that 28 year span, I did it in 7 year increments, and that seven dealing with your seven chakras, that seven dealing with the planet Saturn, the return of Saturn. So each cycle has a theme. From 0 to 7, the major theme is your root chakra. It's ground, finding your roots, understanding your family. It is feeling secure, feeling safe, feeling stability. It's the foundational part of your life. That's why it creates the foundation of the way that you think. That is also encoding your DNA. That is encoding the way you think in your first 7 years. So when you get to 28 years old, you might be 28 physically, but you could still mentally have the thought, same thought patterns. And not you can, you do have the same thought patterns that you had at seven, because at from 0 to 7, they were your parents, unconsciously aware of it. They were programming your DNA. Your DNA is open for programming. Think of yourself as a computer, and they are coding you in those first 7 years. The beginning of the coding starts in inception, because you get the stamps of both of your parents' DNA weaving together. That sperm swimming to your mother's egg. Think of it as the one and the zero. The sperm, the one. The egg, the zero. Your father's sperm implants into the womb, because it has to implant into the zero in order to be incubated, to create something, right? Then, while you're being baked in your mother's easy bake oven, baked in your mother's oven, all of her emotions, everything that she's going through is being imprinted on you and is being encoded in your DNA. So if your mother did not want you at birth, you're going to be encoded with rejection, right? If your father didn't want you and he left you, you're going to be encoded with rejection and abandonment. If your mother was angry and she was fighting throughout the pregnancy, you're going to be encoded with anger. And it's not just your mother's encoding, because remember, at inception, you're giving both of their codes in order to create this body, this potential energy that we call a baby. You're being encoded with the whole line of generations from your mother's and your father's side. And your mother's side, you actually are encoded with everything. Every single thing from the first female in that family, that matriarchal line, that mitochondrial DNA. You have all that information, all that data. And according to what the last maybe 14 generations, 7 on your dad's and 7 on your mother's side, according to what those 14 generations have been doing, what's been more prevalent in that DNA, whether it be alcoholism, whether it be sexual abuse, whether it be anger, whether it be drug abuse, whatever it may be, if that's what's been the main theme for those 14 generations, 7 on your mother and father's side, that is the energy that is more prevalent for you to also continue that pattern. That's the pattern, I should say, that has been cultivated the most. So you're going to see that since more trauma has been cultivated in who you call black people, that you're going to see more trauma playing out in your lives, because we have to, when we understand that the DNA, the subconscious mind, all of that is one. All of that is what creates you. All is mind. The universe is mental. All of this is encoded in your mind, in your DNA. Your mind is water. It's encoded in the waters, as I'm sitting in front of water right now. So if that's what's being weaved for those 14 generations, it is highly likely that you are going to perpetuate those same patterns and cycles until you say enough is enough, by being aware that that is a generational pattern, and then deciding that you want to heal it. But the first thing is to recognize it in yourself and the one and the people who we call family around us. That is the first part. And so I'm going to do a series on this whole generational curse thing. I'm not going to tell you how many episodes. I'm going to allow my spirit to tell me when it's finished. But these episodes will be about generational curses and how trauma impacts and affects your DNA, why we are who we are as a quote-unquote race of people, and what's happening right now in 2020 that's causing for a shift in our DNA, causing for us to activate old ancient DNA, that warrior DNA, that ancient wisdom DNA, all of these things that we always had, all these gifts that we always had, we're now coming back into awareness of these. So we're reactivating it. And so you're seeing it play out right now with all of this stuff going on, with people waking up, what we call the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is the great awakening of our ancient DNA. So I just wanted to start it off with that, my loves, and that's been on my heart, and it's something I wanted to talk about. So this whole series about generational curses and trauma and what DNA really is not only going to be addressed on a physical level, I'm also going to talk about it on a spiritual level, dealing with your cosmic DNA. So y'all stay tuned, and I appreciate you for tuning in. I love you, sending you guys so much love and that heart-to-heart soul sister shit.